I would like to think that I've gotten better every year. Like I said, when the flag was called, when it was thrown, you know, I know I didn't do anything wrong. There's no use in arguing, like I said, though, and it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter what happened. You know, the play was called. Let's move on.
Ellis, what do you think about the story coming out that there was noise pumped into the dome? And all that.
Regardless if it was a noise pumped in or not, you know, I mean, it's a dome. You know, any dome you go to is like that. And, you know, the intensity of the game and, you know, the whole heightening of the game as it went on, you know, you're going to expect that. And then we're, you know, with an ill-favored team, everybody's going against us, especially, you know, a good rivalry like that. So, you know, it doesn't matter if they had pumped noise or nothing at all. It still was going to be loud.
Did Bill say anything to you guys about all the penalty yards, the 146 penalty yards?
No, he didn't say anything, but we said it to ourselves. You know, you look how much, regardless if it was cheap calls or bad calls or not, you know, we just can't afford that going on into the season, going in from here on out, November to December. The one thing we got to focus on is cutting those down. We cut those penalties out, man. Like you said, that's 140 yards that they don't get. So, you know, it is what it is.
Anything about the Colts surprise you?
No, they did exactly what we thought they were going to do. You know, we understood that they were a high-potent offense, that they could move the ball up and down the field. Like I said, we had to make our plays when we needed to, and that's what we did. Me, I'm going to rehab, man. Just any nicks and bruises I got, sit my butt down on the couch, and I'm going to play some Madden. I'm going to play some unrealistic football. That's what I'm going to do.
How do you like being the team that everybody hates?
Hey, yeah, it means you're doing something right. You know, if we're – you know, we're 9-0 and we're supposed to be crying. How's a team that's 1-8 supposed to be feeling? So it doesn't matter to us, man. We know what we do in our heart. We know what it takes to win the right way. We go out there and work day in and day out, even when that whole, you know, Spygate came up. Like I said, man, we don't put all our eggs in the basket like that. You know, I don't consider myself a cheater. Nobody on this team does. We go out there, we work day in, day out, every day. And the results speak for itself.
Tell us, what would it mean to you if you guys went 16-0?
It'll mean something if we get there. But for right now, we're worried about Buffalo. I'm worried about this bye week and my Madden. So I ain't worried about that.